evacuate, with France conducting its largest peacetime evacuation since World War II. We'll go to Spain and we'll speak with journalist John Valiant about climate change. He's author of Fire Weather, On the Front Lines of a Burning World. Then the House passes a resolution calling on President Trump to withdraw from Iran. We'll speak to Democratic Congressmember Jim McGovern of Massachusetts.
Thing is just so transparently built on lies. Republicans went from imminent threat to regime change to nukes back to imminent threat in the last 24 hours. I'll tell you what this is, Mr. Speaker. This is Iraq 2.0.
We'll speak with the congressman about foreign policy, from Iran to Cuba, hunger in the United States, and more. And finally, as Israeli settlers torch two mosques amidst a deadly surge in violence in the West Bank, we'll speak with Palestinian journalist Mariam Barghouti. She recently testified before the UN Security Council.
I will emphasize it again. These Israeli acts are not random, but they are organized state-sponsored crime. And Palestinians in the West Bank are no longer wondering whether a crime will be enacted. Now it is a matter of when rather than if.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting President Trump at the White House for the first time since Israel and the U.S. started bombing Iran in February. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The U.S. has paused bombing Iran for a third straight night after senior Trump administration officials reportedly warned the president about dwindling munitions stockpiles. In response, Iran said it would pause retaliatory strikes against U.S. bases across the Middle East. Over the weekend, the Pentagon updated its official war casualty database, adding more than 140 wounded service members. The new figures show 18 U.S. troops have been killed and 624 wounded since the U.S. launched its war against Iran back in February. The Pentagon separating the casualty figures, deaths and injuries after the ceasefire ended on July 7th, are listed in a separate database labeled generically as Overseas Operations Casualties, unquote. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry accused Ukraine of attacking an Iranian commercial vessel in the Caspian Sea, saying one sailor was killed and another injured. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, accused Russia of passing on to Iran its satellite observations in the Middle East, allowing Iran to launch attacks across the region. This comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to visit the White House Tuesday for the first time since the U.S. and Israel started bombing Iran in February. Despite the lull in fighting, Britain said its armed forces were ready to defend itself after Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
Sego.
Bonjour, Anim.
Danat, ah, at Anzeni Shukwithan.
Tante.
Hey, Inuhadikei.
Words and culture weaves conversations with indigenous language and knowledge keepers to learn, celebrate, and connect. Join us as we delve into distinct indigenous language families, beginning in February.
Rendez-vous francophonie fait commencer. Jour privé 31 mars, participez à plusieurs activités, films, concours, festivals et la trier. Rendez-vous kounya sur rvf.ca. N'abtons nous, oui?
Oh, yes, my friends, for the love of music and global cultures, fusion, and all other things glorious. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the largest mountain in Burnaby, the namesake. In fact, Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University campus. Yes, I am Nick, and this is Wandering Rhythms. 2 hours now of global music and focusing on the crossroads, the mixing of cultures, always new sounds happening in the world, and we are trying to explore some of the best of them. So the first hour of Wandering Rhythms is always a buffet of travel, going all around the place, trying to surprise you with all these new genres that are being cross-pollinated constantly. And then in the second hour, we travel to a specific corner of the world. This week, West Bengal, India. That's right. It's one of the eastern provinces. It borders on Bangladesh to the east. And it speaks the same language, Bangla. It's one of the cultural centers of India, and we have yet to dive specifically into this province, this region. So, yes, expect some very exciting sounds in 1 hour from now coming from eastern India. In the meantime, though, we'll kick off the show with a new and exciting project from Zuarungu, Ghana, a singer who's just put out her first full-length album. Her name is Florence Aduni. And on this album, the fabulous production of Mr. Muggy Whitefield, or Max Whitefield, in other words. Yes, he is from Germany, and he's been traveling to Ghana for many years. He actually has a little label here that this album came out on. It's called Philophone, and he set up a studio down there and just seems to be loving all the Ghanaian musicians he's been working with. So yeah, he's got a few other projects back in the 90s, the Poets of Rhythm. He's in a band, blanking right now, what are they called? Anyhow, lots of cool, really, really exciting fusion stuff that he makes. So this song, we're going to hear O Yine Te San Tue. This is from the album An Ordinary Exercise in Unity. Florence Aduni on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Oh,
That was a mix of two bands, one from France and one from Colombia. The Colombia part is, kind of like it's like the darker color that makes it very, very Latin. You know, you don't really hear the French in there so much, the French influence. But yeah, two bands, two very cool acts, and they put their names together with the name of this album, Pulci Perla. Well, that's the name credited the artist, but it is the band La Perla from Colombia, and And the one from France is Pulcinella. Okay, yes. So, hybrid of their sounds together. Yeah, many, many instruments. Too many, in fact, to name, but you get saxes, you get huacharacas, and so on, maracas. And, yeah, Chicharacha was the name of that song, and Chicharachera, and the album is called Take Quieto. So, Pulci Perla. Very nice. Before that, we heard something a bit more electronic, more laid back. It was a band from Fujisawa, Japan, Maya Ongaku, and three fellas who actually were here last weekend playing with Les Temps de l'Air, a band playing the desert blues of Niger. Yes, concert in Vancouver, two very different bands sharing the stage. So the song we heard was, yes, Anoyo Drive by Maya Ongaku from their new LP, Electronic Phantoms. So yeah, drum beats, a little bit of sax in there as well, guitars. Yeah, nice laid-back stuff. And we started off the program with something very different. We heard Florence Aduni from the Frafra culture of Ghana and her debut LP, An Ordinary Exercise in Unity, featuring the production of Max Weisenfeld, who is also known as Muggy Whitefield, confusingly, and was in many bands, including the Whitefield Brothers with his brother Jan, and the Poets of Rhythm, and has played with lots of other African bands. So really bringing some cool psych production to this music, and playing synths and percussion, etc. So yeah, we heard the song Oyine Te San Tue. So a little bit of futuristic high life music mixed with funk and some Afrobeat and who knows what else. But yeah, very cool album by Florence Aduni. And next on Wandering Rhythms Radio, we will hear some local music. A band who has also just put out their first full album. They are called Never Plenty. And they've been active for about 3 years now. Their album just came out this March. It is self-titled, and we're going to hear the first song from that album, White Owl. This is some psych prog exciting fuzz rock coming at you from Van City. Wandering Rhythms Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM.